Amy Hester Davis, now 40, painfully recalls her 7th and 8th grade years in North Central Missouri.
I was a shy kid. I came from kind of a troubled home, and I appreciated the extra attention that I got from a teacher at my junior high school that was nicknamed the Art Coach.
Davis tells a House committee she came forward after reading a series of news articles about teachers who abuse students.
I thought about it for a few days, and I couldn't stay quiet any longer. I thought that I was the only person that was ever sexually abused by a teacher.
She kept it quiet for years.
The reason that I never told anybody was because of the guilt and the shame and the fear that the teacher instilled in me.
Davis says when she attempted to end the affair, after about a year, her teacher raped her. After that incident, she went home and took a shower until the water ran cold.
I got dressed and I sat at supper again with my family as if nothing had ever happened to me. And that's how I proceeded to live the next several years of my life, as if nothing had ever happened to me.
The committee has approved a bill that would require annual background checks on teachers, add offenses to the list for which a teacher can lose certification, and remove the statute of limitations for certain sex crimes. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.